Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 879. Weight loss goals, realistic or unreasonable? Part 2 by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Thursday and a very happy Thanksgiving to you if you're in the U.S. This is one of 5 podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, as a reminder, today's post is a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you haven't already. That's episode 878. Now, it is Thanksgiving Day, and I just want to say again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. This show wouldn't exist without, first of all, my brother Justin. He's the one who recruited me to do this podcast. And second, you. If nobody listened to this show, there's no point in me doing it. So thank you for listening. I am grateful to you. Now, as I wipe away my tear, let's try and finish up Julia's post as we optimize your life. Weight loss goals, realistic or unreasonable? Part 2 by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. SMART goal setting. Focusing on setting SMART goals is important. You shouldn't just rush to set your goals. Instead, you should take the time to do plenty of research and to look inward so that you can determine what you want to achieve. Quote, eating healthy doesn't need to be a chore or something that is scheduled. Once you incorporate whole foods into your daily meals, you'll feel the profound difference in your body, mind, energy level, and disposition. This is according to Robin Gleason, owner of Simply Fresh Dinners. This can help you set goals that will benefit you in the long run and that will provide you with the most personal satisfaction when you reach them. The importance of goal setting. Why is goal setting important? You should think about how hard it is to lose weight and about how easy it is to get frustrated when you don't feel as if you see the results that you want to see. By setting goals, you can help prevent yourself from being frustrated, since you'll be able to chip away at your weight loss 1 pound at a time. This can make the whole process of sticking to a healthy diet and exercise plan a whole lot easier, which can help you stay on track and help you achieve better results in the long run. Why is goal setting important? The importance of goal setting goes beyond just avoiding getting frustrated, although this element is essential. By making a plan about how much weight you want to lose, you can help ensure that you are targeting a healthy and realistic weight for yourself. This can help to prevent you from attempting to lose too much weight as well. Plus, once you start having goals in mind, it can be easier for you to make a plan that will work and help you get the results that you are looking for. Goal setting steps. The steps to setting goals for losing weight are pretty easy. First, weigh yourself so that you know what your starting point is. And second, do a little research to determine how much you should weigh at your height and build. The first goal you may want to consider setting may be to get out of the obese or overweight classification. Then you can focus on other goals, such as losing another 10 pounds so that you can feel confident about how you look. Along with setting your goals, you'll need to follow certain steps when achieving them as well. You may find that you want to track them and check them off your list as you meet them, for example. You might even decide that you will reward yourself in some way, such as buying a new outfit when you reach your first weight loss goal, and maybe buying a new wardrobe when you achieve your final weight loss goal. Rewarding yourself is a good way to pat yourself on the back for all of your hard work, and knowing that you have a reward coming can also help you stay focused on achieving the goals that you have set for yourself. Personal goal setting. Once you start setting goals for losing weight and see how much goal setting helps you, you may find that you want to start setting goals in other areas of your life as well. These can include many things. You might set goals to increase your education or to improve and build your career or business, for example. Ludo's Primal Wellness states, quote, "Make sure the fruit basket is always full at work. Fruits such as oranges, grapes, plums, and apples. These fruits are good as they give you the same energy boost that you'll get from sugary snacks, but with more vitamins. This is an initial step that will help you to start feeling better and create a positive habit. Also, try to change your lunch habits. We recommend ditching the sandwiches and substituting them for vegetable-based lunches like an avocado salad or a broth that you've made beforehand. You'll need to be organized, but by doing this, you'll be well on your way towards long-term healthy eating goals. Also, give refined and processed carbs a miss. These include foods such as white bread, pasta, and white rice. These provide low nutrient values for the body and for the brain, meaning we're likely to feel lethargic and suffer a lack of focus and may be prone to energy crashes, which is not ideal when you're in the office. Also, how many of us manage to drink the recommended 1.2 liters of water every day? A lot of us don't, and this can lead to headaches, dizziness, and sleepiness. Tackle it by keeping a water bottle on your desk at work and make sure it's regularly topped up. You can even add some fruit in it if you'd like, or reach for a mug of herbal tea instead. Just try to avoid the sugary drinks, as you're much more likely to become dehydrated if you drink these instead of water. Staying hydrated provides many benefits, including helping the kidneys to clear sodium, urea, and toxins from the body while keeping you focused. It's good to have a main meal early in the evening, maybe no later than 8 p.m. We recommend that you fast after that, remembering that you'll be fasting in your sleep and giving your body plenty of time to repair itself. If you feel the urge to snack later in the evening, go for things like dried fruit, boiled eggs and nuts, or a piece of dark chocolate as a treat. Make sure you get a good night's sleep. We also burn fat when we're asleep, so this is a vital step if you're trying to shed a few pounds." End quote. Goal setting isn't just beneficial with regards to weight loss. It can also help you out in many areas of your life and could be just what you need to do so that you can truly work towards doing all the things that you want to do. You just listened to part two of the post titled "Weight Loss Goals, Realistic or Unreasonable?" by Julia Steyer with DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So here's the thing. When we think about our goals, we often start big picture. Like, I want to look like Jennifer Aniston, or I want to look like Hugh Jackman when he was doing the Wolverine movies. But there are a couple of problems with that. One thing we have to remember is, well, how realistic are those goals? Think about how Hugh Jackman, for example, looked like the Wolverine. Well, he was paid to work out 8 hours a day. He admitted also to taking steroids, by the way, which is probably not something I'd recommend people do. So right off the bat, the goal we may have set for ourselves may be unrealistic. But more importantly, we don't know how to get from where we are right now to the ultimate goal of looking like Jennifer Aniston or Hugh Jackman in the Wolverine movies. By just stating out loud that I want to look like that isn't enough to get us from where we are now to that ultimate goal. What we have to do instead is map out how we're going to get from point A, where we are right now with our bodies, to point B, looking like the Wolverine. So we need to create a map for ourselves. We have to create our own GPS roadmap of how we're going to get from point A to point B. That's where we need to set those small goals that Julia was writing about in this post. We may have to start by just aiming to work out more consistently. And if we can be even more specific and say, I will work out for 3 days this week for at least 30 minutes, that's even better. Once you've mastered that goal, let's say you've been working out for 3 days a week for at least 30 minutes the last month. Well, now let's change that goal. Let's maybe make it 4 days a week for 30 minutes or 3 days a week for 45 minutes, whatever works for you. Either way, we have to add some progression. When we're talking about eating healthier, you'd use the same rule. Instead of saying, oh, I want to be eating more fruits and vegetables, that's my goal. Well, that's great. I love that goal, but how are you going to get there? You need to think about which meals are you going to add more fruits and vegetables to? Are you going to snack on them? Are you going to add one serving to lunch and to dinner? Maybe add just two servings to dinner because that's the easiest time for you. Those are the goals that you need to think about setting. Notice how specific they are. And if you can do that and continue to progress and add to those goals, you'll find that with consistency and without even realizing it, you're going to reach your goal. All right, that wraps up today's Thanksgiving episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Again, a very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours if you're in the U.S. and listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.